Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs, the pitch. Swinging a bouncer to first. Harper gloves it, takes it himself, and the Phillies take the National League East Division crown. It's their second straight divisional crown.
What a night. What a season. The Phillies are National League East champions. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Last night was a late night. Some people stayed up. Some people didn't. We all know what happened now. The Phillies 6, the Dodgers 5. A night that felt like a playoff game. A team that feels like a championship team. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, we went back-to-back. You know how hard it is to go back-to-back.
It's not easy. We say it all the time.
It ain't easy going back-to-back.
We say it all the time. It is not easy to go back-to-back, but the Phillies are back-to-back National League East champions. All right, today's the day to celebrate, to look ahead, and to talk about a team that is barreling towards October. They're playing their best baseball right now. We got a lot to get to today. We'll get to unpack a lot of Eagles stuff after the games we look forward to. Week 3 against the Rams. Devin's going to join us at 11. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni in a little bit. Ross Tucker as well at 12:30 as he's with us every Tuesday. But Hugh, last night, that had a playoff feel. And we're very likely to see the Dodgers very early in the postseason, back and forth. Schwarber with home run number 53 early. Then the Dodgers kind of take control for a while. Bottom of the Phillies order gets the job done. And then Kirkring blows it. And then Harper with a huge home run. And then Durham blows it. And Hugh, in the end, the Phillies get a run, scrap across a run in the 10th inning, get out of a jam in the bottom of the 10th with Robertson on the mound. And Hugh Douglas, the Phillies clinched the National League East on September 15th, the first division winner in baseball.
How about that, man? That was a hell of a game last night, too. It was back and forth like no other. Mm-hmm. I mean, I stayed up to watch that. And when Durant gave up that home run, I was like, oh, man, what are we going to do? What are we doing now? But they were able to fight back, and they were real resilient. So, yeah, you're right. It did have a playoff feel.
And look, the resiliency they've shown has been the theme for a while now. This is a very resilient group. Every time they have an injury, they bounce back. Every time they get swept, they bounce back. Last night, they bounced back within the game. And I'm at the point now, look, the division was decided a while ago. Last night was a matter of just the numbers, right? The magic number getting to zero. I mean, I try to tell you guys, this division was over 3 weeks ago, and everyone didn't want to believe me, but it was over. I mean, this division...
Yeah, you called them.
Yeah.
We gave you them props.
Yeah, and you got mad at me, but that's all right. We move on. The division was a formality. Now it's about October, and the Phillies doing everything they can to clinch this bye and maybe get home field. But, Hugh, the more I watch this thing down the stretch, and the more I watch the way they're playing... You know, I believe they're the favorites to win the World Series. And I know in some sports books they are. I saw one over the weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. They are the second favorite behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. For me, They're the favorite to win the World Series. I believe the Phillies are the best overall team in baseball. And they have, as long as they just finish this out relatively solidly, they don't have to be that strong, but as long as they're solid the next 11 games, they're going to have a bye in the first round of the playoffs. They're going to have home field in the first round of the playoffs. And I look around the rest of baseball, and I see a lot of good teams, but a lot of flawed teams, just like the Phillies. But the way they're playing right now, the confidence they're playing with, Hugh, I haven't said this the entire year. I haven't felt it probably in a year plus. For me, they're the favorites to win the World Series. Hugh, what are you feeling? Should this team be the favorite to win the World Series?
It feels different, Joe. I told you that. I told you that a couple weeks ago. And I also told you that my biggest fear was the Mets. I'm not in that space anymore. So I'm with you. I feel like the way that they're playing, if they keep this momentum going, this should be their year. It really, really should be. You know, when you talk about Topper pushing all the right buttons, the way they fought back in this game last night, they're probably going to lose today, though, because they got banged up last night.
Yeah, it might be the hangover game today.
Yeah, they got banged up last night. But the way they fought to win that game last night, they wanted it. And that was a different type of energy than they've had in the past. So, yeah, I think this could potentially be their year.
Well, think about the energy they've shown in September. I think they're 11-3 now in September off an 18-11 August. They are getting contributions all over the lineup. Bader has been spectacular for them. The bottom of the order, which was such a trouble spot for so much of the last few years, they keep getting big hits. They had that rally, you know, to get it to a tie game late last night with Kemp involved and Stott involved. They're getting contributions everywhere. Robertson has really worked out for them and got that final out last night. Look, the Phillies aren't perfect, but they're in a league that nobody's perfect, and I love the way they're playing right now. And it just feels like doesn't it feel like they have collectively realized this is our last shot?
This is it.
This is it.
Maybe our last time.
Let's do it. Let's go finish the deal.
Yeah, one last ride or whatever you want to call it, whatever the last movie in a sequel of movies is called.
What is it called?
You know, like
the
Bad Boys for Life or something like that. You know, like one Ride or Die, Bad.
Right, I like Ride or Die.
Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life, the 2025
like
Phillies.
Yeah, something like that.
It was, look, it's been an incredible run the last month plus. And every time that we feel down, you know, think about the Wheeler injury and how we all felt when we found out the news about Zach Wheeler. They find a way to figure this thing out. Topper's pushed so many right buttons. They're getting solid starting pitching even without Zach Wheeler. And I feel as good about this baseball team at this point of a season as I have throughout any of these years. And now, four straight trips to the postseason, it's time to seal the deal. They're the favorite in my mind on September, what is today, the 16th? They are the favorite to win the World Series for me. Should they be? Are they the favorite for you? 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Topper last night after the Phillies became the first team to clinch a division in baseball?
Toughness, resiliency, how you stay after it, day after day, inning by inning. I mean, we've had all kinds of adversity this year with travel and rain delays and injuries, and you guys have fought right through it. So this is for all of you, all the staff, the guys that we've left behind, Wheeler, Alvarado, Trey, Romano, they couldn't be here. The guys that have come up from Lehigh Valley and helped us out. This is a great team effort, great team effort. Back-to-back National League East champions. Too often, boys. So enjoy. JT, how many we got left, buddy?
Whatever the hell it takes, Topper.
Right. Ah, the tradition. Every time they clinch, when he asks JT how many wins they have left. Now, obviously, JT doesn't know, right? Because we're not sure if they're going to be the 2 seed or the 3 seed. So we don't know how many wins they need to win the World Series. Whatever the hell it takes, Topper. You good?
Yeah, I'm just listening to what you... That's what you said, because I didn't hear that.
Yeah, whatever the hell it takes, Topper.
Okay, got you.
How many wins, JT? That's their thing, right?
Okay,
JT,
got you.
Need a Q-tip?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that. I just didn't hear it.
Okay.
Because I guess I listened to the music in the background.
Okay.
I thought about
Stubbs. Did you pick anything? Oh, okay. Mind was somewhere else. It's okay.
Well, no, I thought about Stubbs and how, you know, I was watching it with somebody, and they were talking about how, you know, he's the vibes officer, how everything has changed since came
Excuse
back.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, that's...
Why you got to do that?
What you talking about? Why I got to do what?
Stubbs has nothing to do with this.
First of all, you asked, was I okay?
Well,
I'm not sure you are.
No, then you wanted to know my thought process. And I was just thinking about that conversation. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't be mad because you don't want to hear it. I'm just saying, that's what I was... You asked what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I just... I anticipated you were going to react to JT, whatever the hell it takes, Topper, and you're thinking about Garrett Stubbs, who, by the way, got John Middleton to chug a beer last night in the clubhouse.
No, but I'm saying, I was thinking about how, you know, somebody pointed out how the vibes have kind of changed since he got back.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I'm just saying, man.
So him sitting there on the bench is why they're winning these games. I'm just checking.
I'm just saying that, okay, the music has changed. It's a little bit more lively. I'm just saying, his presence is being felt. That's all I was saying.
You know, the music is after the wins that he doesn't really contribute to. You're like, you see.
I don't understand. Why does that bother you so much?
Because of all the – Schwarber hit his 53rd home run last night. Ranger pitched his ass off. Robertson gets out of a jam. Otto Kemp with the double down the line. And I got to hear about contributions of the third string catcher.
First of all, you asked me what I was thinking. You asked me, was I okay? And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You asked me what I was thinking. And
I know. I'm just having fun. I'm not mad at Stubbs. See, he's a fun guy to have around. 215-592.
Now you want to walk it back.
I'm happy today. The Phillies are NL East champions.
No, I was just thinking.
A division that someone tried to tell you was over weeks ago, and everyone was mad.
Yeah, this is your time to peacock. Well,
It's not about peacocking.
It kind of is.
Well, I'm mad at you because you piled on. Said it was my fault they got swept by the Mets.
I'm just saying.
You piled
on.
It was
a bad week. Way to bounce back.
The long game. I'm not worried about the short game. That's not what I'm worried about. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Phillies winning the division, and should they be the favorite to win the World Series? They are the second favorite behind the Dodgers, who they beat last night over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Your phone calls on the Phillies throughout the show, a celebration of another NL East championship. It is pretty wild they've been to the playoffs four straight years. This franchise doesn't have many.
Yeah, you got it. Four times has to be the charm, man.
It's like, you go back through their history, they've had like three runs like this. And the other two, they ended with a championship. They got to get this done.
Yeah, they got to get it done. It just feels right. It feels right.
It almost feels like, and look, they are not as good of a team or great of a team without Zach Wheeler. We all know that. It almost feels like the Wheeler thing banded them together in a way where they've played better baseball since their best player went out. And once in a while in sports, that will happen. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Phillies. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phillies capture their second straight National League East crown?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think I've felt better going into a postseason than I have with this like core of Phillies than I do right now. They're like the perfect combination of playing their best baseball at the right time and like supremely talented. Mm-hmm. Like they might be one of the most talented teams in baseball. I know the Brewers have 1.5 games ahead of them and like in the standings, we're 2.5 back from having the number one seed. But like I never bought the Brewers even when they were like super hot and it seemed like they would never lose a game. We feel like them right now. Like the Brewers felt a month ago, except we actually are very talented, and like I'm fully buying in. Like I think the Phillies over anybody have a better chance to win the World Series. Like the Dodgers don't really scare me. Their pitching staff doesn't scare me. The lineup's pretty scary, but like we have the combination of great pitching and great hitting, and I don't see any other team in either the AL or the NL that can go toe to toe with us in a 7-game series.
Yeah, look. October is a grind. And when I say they're the favorite, I'm not expecting them to sweep every series and roll through everyone. This is going to be a roller coaster. But the way they're playing right now, they're the favorite, in my mind, to win the World Series. And you said it yesterday, like thinking about that idea of a second parade down Broad Street.
That would be
in
phenomenal.
Like 8 months. It really. I woke up today and I was thinking, I could picture it. I could picture the sea of red down Broad Street in early November. 215-592-9494. I think the Phillies should be the favorites to win the World Series. We're celebrating the NL East champs today. We'll get everyone's phone calls up and we'll get to the Eagles coming up as well. We want to react to something A.J. Brown said about the passing game and whether this whole thing is a big deal or not such a big deal. We'll hit it next. It is the Midday Show. All your phone calls coming up as we celebrate the Phils back-to-back NL East champs on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, there's no stopping the Phillies now. Not after last night. Division clinched, number two seed right there to be finished. And away we go. And they're only a game and a half back of the one seed, which is certainly attainable to get the top overall seed in the National League. The Phillies are rolling 11-3 in the month of September. It's as good as I felt about them at this point of a September at any of these runs. And I think they should be the favorite to win the World Series. Where do you come down to the Phils? Let's react. Let's celebrate to an NL East Championship. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Will.
Oh, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
How you doing?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. I never doubted you, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we on the same page, man. You know, the Phillies, we doing our thing. And like I said, I think this year is our year. I know it's our year. I don't think it. I know it.
See, there we go, Will. That's the Will confidence I needed this morning.
They added the pieces that they needed, man, and they added them at the right time. All these guys is dug in together. Now they actually know what each other can do. They playing hard. And the main thing that I love and I love seeing is finally Rob is interacting with the players. He's understanding what he needs to do. He's coming out with different strategies, different lineups. And guess what? It's working now. And everybody's on board with the small ball. Because I kept saying, man, you don't need – now, let Sherbert and Harper do their thing. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else do their thing fill it. But the small ball is what's really getting us over the edge, right? And guess what? I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. This is like the Eagles run, baby. We coming, and guess what? Like I be putting on my TikTok, man. It's Philly takeover, baby. We gonna have that next parade in Philadelphia, back to back parades. We ain't taking no for an answer. With any team that we step up against, we ready for them. And like I said, man, you added the right pieces at the right time, and I'm loving this run. And we gotta keep it flowing, man. And one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing, man. We went in the World Series.
There we go. Now we're talking here,
sounds
Will.
About right.
Now we are talking here. Will, appreciate the phone call. Threw the Sherbert in there here, which is always Sherbert. Your favorite. Yeah, how about Sherbert, Schwarber, whatever you want to call him, number 53 last night in the first sitting. How about that opener strategy the Dodgers tried last night? Because they had a righty scheduled pitcher game, Sheehan, who came in and pitched pretty well. But then they started the game with an opener, right? They tried a bullpen guy to start at the lefty because they wanted to try to get Schwarber and Harper out. He got neither of those guys out, and then they brought their starter into the game.
That was pretty interesting tactic.
Strategy did not work. So, you know, Will said there it's not just about home runs, it's about small ball. Look, in the postseason, you have to do everything well to win. But the fact that they're hitting more home runs since the All-Star break, that's a big thing. I mean, like,
power. Feel like you have the power at
yes,
the right time.
Hugh, in the first half of the season, they didn't hit for enough power.
No.
And in the second half, they lead the National League in home runs. That is a huge thing. And think about last night. Home run by Schwarber in the first inning. Game-tying home run by Harper in the eighth inning. Like, you need both, right? They're not going to win just playing small ball. They're not going to win just hitting home runs. Last night was balance. Yes, exactly what it was. And they need it. Let's grab Brian, Lafayette Hill. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Man. What's up?
I am so glad that I stayed up to watch that game last night. And they got screwed twice in the end of the game. Durant threw a great pitch that started at one end of the strike zone and finished at the other end. And they called it a ball.
Yep. Yeah.
And right before that guy grounded out to Harper, he swung on that.
Totally. He clearly broke the plane on a check swing. Clearly.
Let me tell you guys a funny story. And this is the way I think, which might be sick. I called the Mets ticket office on Saturday. And I said, how much would it be for me to buy the four best tickets you have for tonight's game? And the guy says, oh, that would be $660, $170 a piece or whatever. I said, why would I pay my good money to watch the biggest group of dogs with fleas in America? I said, that is the biggest kennel in the United States right now. And you're talking about the Phillies being overrated? That $320 payroll in New York is the definition of overrated.
So you called to troll the Mets ticket office?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd they handle it?
Oh, you know, the guy actually had a sense of humor. He laughed, and he said, we'll see you in the playoffs.
I'm not sure. I don't think the Mets are going to make it. I don't think they're going to see us.
I don't either. And now my next move is I'm going to write Keith Hernandez and say the only thing overrated in the National League is you and your $320 million payroll. Which is zero chemistry, and it's not their year.
I like that. Brian, you let us know if Keith gets back to you. Brian, good phone call.
The Hernandez letters?
Yeah, they're
the Cartwright letters.
He's trolling the Mets. I appreciate that. He actually called the ticket office and is trolling them. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll continue celebrating the Phils all day, taking your phone calls. We'll bring you more audio, because I know a lot of people last night probably fell asleep, so we'll bring you more audio and moments from the game, post-game stuff, the celebration in the clubhouse as the Phillies win the NL East for the second straight year, are now guaranteed to start at home in the postseason, probably as the number two seed. But we'll see. And we'll see how they play it tonight against the Dodgers. But, Hugh, we also have another team in town that is darn good and trying to get to 3-0 this weekend against the Los Angeles Rams. But, you know, it would help to win the game this weekend and win all the games if their passing offense picks it up, you know, a little bit. Because the first couple games have not been good in terms of passing game, especially on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. Can we hear from A.J. Brown at his locker on Sunday after the game? Because A.J., this caught my attention and almost felt like he was giving all of us permission to talk about, you know, the elephant in the room, which is the passing game. Here's A.J. after the game.
You guys found a way to win. I guess it wasn't pretty. You know, it is back in Philadelphia. They'll probably talk about the inefficiency of the offense. But, you know, how can you describe what it's like to have winning plays, or, you know, for those who maybe don't understand it. It may not look pretty, but you still find a way to win.
No, I think the goal is to win the game. So, you know, no matter what that looks like, you know, I think the reason why people may talk about it because they want to know if it's substantial, you know, and can you sustain that throughout the season. So, you know, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair thing to talk about. But, you know, our job is continue to try to find a way to win. So.
Well, there's A.J. Brown saying it is a fair thing to talk about. So let's talk about it, Hugh. The passing game through 2 weeks. Yards per attempt, 26th. Yards, 32nd. Passer rating, 21st. Passes, 20-plus yards, 32nd. Passing touchdowns, they have zero, so they are 32nd. Hugh, is the passing game a big deal?
This is a two-pronged question, Joe.
Yes or no?
I mean, I know you want me to answer yes or no. They're 2-0. That's how I have to answer it.
Okay.
So, in the fact that they've won two games with the lack of a passing game is pretty impressive, if you ask me. Now, if the question was, is it sustainable? I don't think so. I don't think so, because when you talk about the NFL and, you know, that listen, the L.A. Chargers look like they might be a pretty darn good football team.
Yeah, we got them later on the schedule this year, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. They look – and Justin Herbert looks like he's comfortable in what he's doing. They was throwing the ball all over the schoolyard, and that defense looks aggressive and smothering. So I hear what you're saying, and I understand the question that you're asking. But the bottom line is this. They're 2-0. And if you said, okay, can you do this for the whole season? No, I don't think so.
Well,
I took the long term.
You did take the long term. You know what I heard through that? It's not a big deal for now, but it is a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's because, and let me just tell you, and this is not me trying to Ryan Clark anybody, but no, I'm just saying I got to say that.
And it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, because it's like, it's. The mentality and the philosophy is different when you're a part of the culture. You know what I mean? So you look at it, you take it for face value.
Sure.
Hey,
2-0.
You got to win.
Yep.
And you look at it like, well, damn, we can't sustain this. We'll worry about that next week. We'll worry about that this week when we're getting ready for the game against the Rams. But we know in the back of your mind, that was not a Super Bowl winning effort.
No question. And I'm sure we're going to hear today, hey, you guys did this last year, the passing. But what I think is different is last year, when you look at some of the numbers, they were efficient. They just weren't productive much, right? Like their yards per attempt was very high last year. Jalen's passer rating was very good last year. Like when they threw it last year, as the season went on, they could have success in moments. Through the first couple games, it's very little success. I mean, Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback in the NFL, only starting quarterback, with zero passing touchdowns through 2 weeks. That almost feels impossible. They're basically bottom of the NFL in all these categories through 2 weeks. And you could say, all right, they played the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs, good defense, at home, in Arrowhead. That's a tough spot. The Cowboys defense that was here in week one might stink. I mean, the Russell Wilson, who looks cooked, threw for 450 on them. So that stood out to me. I do think this is a big deal. It's something they have to clean up. Donovan McNabb was on with the afternoon show yesterday, and Spike asked him about the passing game, and I thought this part of his answer was really interesting in terms of it's got to be better, and based on the way it looks, there should be completions here, and we're just not getting them. Here's Donovan yesterday.
So we've got to be able to take those intermediate routes as well as the quick game to be able to establish the downfield passing game with our offense. And I think when I watch the game, I look back and I'm like, well, first of all, Jalen's got a lot of time in the pocket, but I'm like, it should not take that long for us to go through our reads and find somebody to come open in the passing game. So I just think, where's the timing passing combinations where we're throwing off our back foot, a 5-step plant, 3-step plant? I just don't see that right now with us throwing with rhythm in the passing game.
Hugh, I thought that was a really interesting perspective from Donovan, because if you listen through it, there's parts of it where I feel like he is, in a way, being critical of Jalen, and also in parts of it, critical of the design of the offense. Like, he's saying, Jalen's holding the ball that long. Someone's got to be open.
Yeah, and that is the way you should look at it. You know, Donovan's not lying when he sees what he sees, because, you know, he played the position.
Right.
You have to improve on that every week. The only saving grace in this situation is the fact that you're 2-0. Because if you were 1-1, and we saw that performance last week that you had, the conversation would be different. And that's a fact. To your point, you have to – the passing game has to evolve. It has to.
You know what I hear when I hear you say that? And you're right. They are 2-0. 2 years ago, they were 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense was towards the bottom of the NFL in a lot of categories. And we were like, well, the 10-1. And the bottom fell. Now, this offense has more talent than that defense did, so this should get better. But we did do that 2 years ago. We had a defense that was towards the bottom of all the categories. We're like, oh, doesn't look right. And then they got into the late part of the season, and they got smacked. So, they need to get better very quickly. I think you used the right word. I think AJ used it, too. It's not sustainable to throw for 100 yards and win games.
And you know, the guys know that, but you also know. See, this is where you have to temper everything and take it with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, you are 2-0. And when you talk about this team, I remember, what was it, when the Chiefs were going for their second Super Bowl? Was it that the year where everybody thought they had Patrick Mahomes figured out and it was somewhat of a slog? It has the potential to be that. And here's the thing. We're 2 weeks in, and this team is still trying to find their identity. And you look around the league, and I know it's hard because I'm watching the game last night, and you see other teams look like they're in sync as far as their passing game is going.
Well, that yes, that's a great point to bring up.
You know what I mean? And that, I know that's the point that you were bringing up yesterday, Joe. It's we're on a different path. And, you know, people got a little bit upset with me when I said yesterday, well, they've played longer than other teams. There's something to that. You know, when you talk about – no, it is. All jokes aside, I know you don't want to hear, but
I mean, come on.
There's something to that. And the ebb and flow of the game, I think, is a part of it, too. I think that what's going on is twofold. What we know about our quarterback is this. He tends to get off to a slow start. I think that's kind of evident. Since I've been here, these first couple of games, the beginning of the season, they're kind of similar when you talk about the performances of Jalen Hurts. And then when you look at his performances in the last few years, he doesn't really throw the ball a whole lot in the first half of the season, the first few games of the season. You go back and look at the numbers on that. And I think that's him just getting comfortable with the concepts and everything.
Yeah, like, I don't need them to throw the ball 40 times. I need them to be better.
No, you just need to be efficient.
Yeah, right. Like, I know what they are. They're going to run it a lot. He's going to throw it 20 to 25 times. I'm good. And like, but I need them to be a better passing offense when they throw the football. Right now, Jalen Hurts is 27th in yards per attempt. That's just not going to work. I mean, like, it's just they need to be better at throwing the football here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's celebrate the Phillies today. And is this passing game a big deal? Kyle, what do you feel? And A.J. Brown, to me, gave us all permission to have the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, everybody. But Cliche Douglas is going to put me in an early grave over there.
Well,
before
you go on, early running for a top seed in the tournament next year.
Goodness.
Cliche Douglas is a star.
If I have to hear they're 2-0 one more time, I'm going to lose it. I'm sorry. We're talking out of both sides of our mouth here. We had a conversation. Is it okay if the Eagles start 2-2 and you're, oh, it's a marathon, not a sprint. They were 2-2 last year. Who cares if they're 2-0? If they're sustainable, if it's sustainable is the only thing that should matter for everybody right now. If we're going to cut out the first four games, it's preseason, this and that, then the record I don't care about. I want to know what the team looks like. Yeah. The passing offense looks awful. Looks like garbage. It does. Like, and A.J. Brown is already down bad. This guy's moping after every single game in the locker room, complaining about the passing game. Everybody knows that this looks like one of the worst passing games in the league right now. So whether the fact that they can sustain it for the rest of the season, that's the only thing that should matter to anybody right now.
I don't talk like that, by the way. I don't appreciate that.
I think Cliche Douglas is at least a top four seed.
I can't take it.
I don't talk like that. I don't appreciate that.
He's not wrong. I mean, you 2-0'd us. You 2-0'd us.
Listen.
Forget Ryan Clark and someone. You 2-0'd us.
Because we are 2-0.
I don't care.
Would you rather be the Chiefs or us? Yeah, I know.
The Eagles. They're better than the Chiefs. Didn't we just establish that in the Super Bowl and last week?
I'm trying to explain to you the best that y'all just don't want to hear what I got to say today, like it is every other day.
No. I'm going to cliche you. Some wise man once said, the standard is the standard.
It always rises.
It always rises, Hugh.
And you're right.
Yep.
And he has to play
better. Then
better.
Why then is our passing getting worse?
Well,
forget rising. We are going backwards.
You see, I don't think it's worse, Joe. I think it's stagnant.
This isn't worse than last year passing-wise?
Joe, I thought we weren't living in the past.
It's not worse than week one? Was week two better or worse than week one?
Wait a minute, Joe. We only 34 minutes into the show, and you're already perturbed?
Stand up.
I might stand up today. I might stand up.
You're already perturbed.
Was last week better or worse than week one?
Wait a minute, huh?
Was the passing game in week two better? We're supposed to get better, right? We're progressing. Was the passing game better in week two than week one or worse?
Now,
this is an easy question.
Wait a minute.
It was worse.
We played a better defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that is not filibuster.
Oh, hold on. You know what we're going to play? We're going to play the rest of this season?
What?
A really tough schedule.
No, this weekend, I'll say this. It feels like we're going to have to throw the ball. It feels like we're going to have to score a lot of points. You know, with this L.A. team coming in, the Rams.
Yes.
The Rams coming into town. It feels like we're going to have to score a lot of points. So I think that you better get it going quickly.
Yes.
You got to get it going quickly because it's going to be one of those ones where, you know, holding on to the ball and not throwing to your open receivers, the dam might break.
Here's the one good thing. Now, they're 2-0, so they can say that. I do think it's pretty obvious that they have to fix it, right? Like, it's one thing if the passing offense has been okay. You're like, it's been okay. We'll get better. Sunday was pretty rough. So they have to stare it in the face this week. Sirianni's mentioned
it. You know you dodged the bullet.
Yeah,
you know you dodged the bullet.
Of course
you look at, there's a handful of plays in that game that you look at and be like, ooh, could have been different.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Could have been different. Let's go to the phone lines here. Brad in Haddon Heights. What's up, Brad?
Yeah, I just want to say I want to apologize to Q. Last January I called up and I was questioning our quarterback. I wanted the second stringer to start. And I was wrong, Hugh. Uncle Hugh came out and he told me to calm down and quiet down, and I did, sir. And Jalen Hurts proved me wrong. So
Brad,
I apologize.
Brad, you don't have to apologize. Listen, we're all inclusive on this show, man, and we're entitled to our opinions, even though, you know, we might not always align every day. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. If that's the way you felt, that's the way you felt. No need to apologize to me, man. I am just a servant to the people.
Brad, we're wrong every day. No worries.
You know what I mean?
No worries, man. No worries.
And I just want to say, like, I'm feeling a little disrespected as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and I think we should feel a certain way right now. We really should feel like underdogs again, because why are we talking about our defense? Why are we talking about Joe Burrow again? Why are we talking about every other quarterback that got hurt? Other than my quarterback, who, you know what? He just got it, man. He just got it. Did Michael Jordan look good during the regular season every single game? No. But when it counted, he was there, and he showed up.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be with you. We don't got to do the Jordan thing. I mean, it's like, Brad.
We don't got to do the Joe Burrow thing either.
But who's talking about Joe Burrow today?
Nobody's bringing up Joe Burrow.
Who's talking about Joe Burrow today?
What are you talking about?
Come on, pass.
Well, he's
hurt, so it's a national story.
What are we going to say about Joe Burrow today?
He's hurt, right?
The Chiefs went 2-0, if the Chiefs won a Super Bowl last year and they were 2-0 right now, would we be talking about the Chiefs in the tush push?
I don't give a shit.
We would be talking about Patrick Mahomes being the greatest quarterback ever is what we'd be talking about. Or they would be talking.
Well,
what are you talking about?
He has three rings. I mean, I think that's why that comes. Brad, I'm not sure the point. I'm not sure the point. Like, disrespect.
No, he still has three rings.
He does. You can't. They don't take them away. It's not like Hugh Sacks, which take away. What is the point though? Like, we shouldn't talk about the Eagles' passing game because why?
We can't have a positive outlook and say that Jordan Davis had the greatest game as an Eagle. He's probably
heard Huey. They're 2-0.
Yeah, no, Brett. I think that is great. The defense is off to a way better start than I anticipated, considering all the losses they had in the offseason. I think that's very fair to bring up, Brett.
But we're worried about wide receivers' feelings. It seems like more than anything. I think
what we're trying to do is this whole thing sustainable? Can they keep winning at the level we want them to? The way they've played the first 2 weeks. That's really the question.
I don't care how it looks. I just want wins, baby.
Right,
that's
fine. I mean, and Brad, we appreciate
the phone call.
Yeah, that's like, this is your fault.
What'd I do?
Well, I don't know, because
the 2-0 thing. So you plant these seeds in people's heads.
It's the truth.
Well, it's coping.
See, here's the thing. Again, not trying to Ryan Clark you. But there is, okay, like,
you know, the more you bring up, I'm not trying to Ryan Clark. It's no, like, with all due respect, you know, like, you're about to Ryan Clark him.
If this continues, I might Ryan Clark you. Okay.
No, I'm just saying. It's, you're brainwashed to look at things like, okay, you got the win. Now, there's always room for improvement. And that's kind of the lane that I'm in right now. It's okay. We got the win. Most important thing. Will it get us to win next week? Probably not. Mm. That's how you look at it. But it got you to win this week. And it's one of those things that you say, you're doing what it takes to win the game. You're doing whatever you have to do to win. And that's what Jalen's doing. That's why Chris Jones was mad. He was like, dude, you ain't throw for over 100 yards. Because normally in a game like that, you want to throw, you want, you know, the stats look a little different.
So
Can we just go down the list? Your defense, not a necessity. Why, the passing game, not a big deal. What about an NFL team is a big deal?
Why you gotta
bring them up? It's just a scoreboard. Kyle. Just like,
why you gotta bring them up?
Well, because I'm just because I'm just.
Why you gotta bring them up?
Your checkered past.
Why you gotta bring them up?
Coming up next.
I just wonder what matters.
Yeah, coming up next, I'm gonna Ryan Clark Douglas over here. 215-592-9494.
That was a little bit too much.
Or your phone calls on the Eagles, the passing game, and the Phillies will continue to celebrate the National League East champions. Devin joins us coming up next hour. You'll hear from Nick Sirianni this morning. Ross Tucker later in the show. Kiss the baby. We got a loaded show today. Phillies, I believe they should be the favorite to win the World Series. And the passing game, yeah, it's clearly a big deal. Let's stop lying to ourselves. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Swing and a high fly ball deep right center field. That one's up the alley on the run. Call, he won't get it. It's gone. And back and forth they go. And Bryce Harper with a big raise of the fist running around second base as he's given the Phillies a 5-4 lead.
Ah, the call from Scott last night. One of the biggest clutch homers that Bryce has had in a while. That was a big one. You see that pump of the fist as he went around first base?
I did.
He's in October mode. He's ready here.
Well, they all seem like they've stepped their game up a little bit. And like I was saying last night, I was just trying to see the correlation between, you know.
Stubbs.
Yeah, I was just, you know, workshopping it in my head.
Thank you for workshopping it with us.
I was just workshopping it.
It was a huge home run. It made the Bryce home run and the fist pound, the fist bump as he went around, you know, kind of pumping his fist up and down as he went around first base. Maybe think October. Everything in last night. The Phillies are ready. I believe they are the World Series favorites. They are in my mind. Where do you come down on the Phillies? And, of course, the Eagles passed the game. Is it a big deal? I mean, it's a simple question. Yes or no? I mean, yes for me. Yes for Kyle. For Hugh.
It's not a simple question, though,
it's
Joe.
It is.
You know it. It's not.
Is this a big deal? Yes
it's
or
not
no?
So simple.
It's not a simple question. It's not.
Okay.
It's just not.
So it's not a big deal until it is. Is your answer?
Not. You know what? You're right. Let's
no,
go.
No, it's
home.
Not. It's more complicated. This has more minutia than y'all are willing to give it. You know, this ain't no simple yes or no.
But that's what we do.
I know, every day.
AJ Brown didn't seem to have an issue answering the question.
And I pushed back every day.
Yeah.
Well, he did. He handled it the best way that he could.
Because he's upset. Yep. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to replay the Sirianni interview. Sirianni was asked this morning by Joe DeCamera about what we played for you for AJ Brown's answer. Sirianni gave a filibuster that makes your filibuster seem like nothing.
I don't give filibusters.
Well, you do, and so does the head coach. We'll get to that coming up. Joe and Mayfair talking some Phillies here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Before I get into the Phillies, we're going to go back on this Jalen Hurts and the offense. The offense is too predictable, and that's the problem. And unless you get more innovative with a quarterback, throw him between the hash marks, and I am the biggest Jalen Hurts fan, you have to trust your quarterback and throw him the ball between the hash marks. If you know everything's hash marks and out, it's either slants, it's either screens, back shoulders, or verticals. That's their entire offense. Unless you got diverse and run some drags, run some crossing patterns, move the pocket so he has more time where he actually can see the ball, where he wants to throw the ball to in those intermediate routes, this is what you're going to get. And he does the best with what he has.
I agree. So let me throw this at you, Joe. I saw this statistic this morning, and it kind of illustrates perfectly what you're talking about. So through the first 2 weeks of the season, 40 quarterbacks have played, right? There's been some guys banged up and injured. So 40 quarterbacks have played so far this year. Jalen Hurts is the only one of those 40 quarterbacks to attempt zero throws between 10 and 19 yards. It's all been short, or obviously the deep bombs to the outside that he throws very well. But it illustrates your point exactly. The entire
That's
offense
been,
is short or deep.
I've been saying it on the show for in morning show and this show for 2-3 years. I love Jalen Hurts, but he's a shorter quarterback, and he's not going to take risks if he doesn't see everything. So if you don't roll the pocket and allow him to have throwing lanes where he can actually see where he's throwing the ball to, he's not going to take a chance and say, let me see. I trust my guy enough to know exactly where he's going to be. That's not there right now. And we're too predictable. You're not going to get Barkley's not going to get all those holes again. Again, the offensive line's predictable in the run game and the offensive and passing game. And you got to fix it. And you have to be more diverse and try some different things to get Jalen moving in the pocket so he actually can see the ball in those intermediate routes. But he's not going to see over 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", guys taking a 3- or 5-step drop in the middle of the field. It's not going to happen.
I
Herbert,
agree.
6'5".
Yep.
So let's get to the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Kyle debated. And I've hardly ever been wrong with the Sixers and Embiid and the Phillies and Jalen. The Phillies, when you make them the favorite, they will wet the bed. 3 years ago against the Houston Astros, they were the underdog until they were up 2-1. They took the lead. Oh, my gosh. Wet the bed. They come home 3-2 against the Diamondbacks. They are the clear favorites. No problem. Wet the bed. Last year against the Mets, wet the bed. When this team thinks everyone counts them out, they play great. They play more relaxed. Will Wheeler's out for the season, and we have injuries, and we have this, and no Alvarado, and we bring in Bader, and we bring in Duhon, and here we go. We're on a roll. Face adversity when you become the favorite, and you're a favorite in the series, and you lose the first game. Let's see how this team reacts. Because in the past, they haven't reacted well.
Joe, it's fair. It is fair to say that, and they haven't. And when the going's gotten really tough, they've bowed out. And, Joe, we appreciate the phone call. I will say this, though, and, Joe, good points. Hugh, this one feels different. And, again, because I say they're the favorite doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series, right? The favorite, there's favorites all around sports that don't win every year. It doesn't mean anything. It's just what I feel this morning, that I put them as the favorite to win the World Series based on the entire field that we project in October.
Mm-hmm.
But what he said is fair. Like, they're going to have to bounce. There's going to be an adverse moment in the postseason. Last year, the Mets came in here and stole game one, mm-hmm. and it really was curtains after that, right?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't able to get really back up after that and get the lead in the series. They're probably going to face the Dodgers in their first playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
Their toughest playoff series, Hugh, might be their first one. The Dodgers are going to be that's going to be hard
tough
to beat them. Yes.
Yeah, because you could tell that last night, by the way,
yep.
they were playing the game went back and forth. I'll say this. the energy feels different. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about the clock ticking.
And they know
Yeah. And what I mean by that is, man, you only get so many bites or so many opportunities to get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And what, this would be, what, their fourth trip to the playoffs?
Yep.
And, you know, to exit the way that you've exited the last couple of years, you know, a little bit further away than you started, that has to wear on you. And as a former player, when you're in a situation like that, you're trying to do everything in your power. It's weird, man, but you're trying to do everything in your power to make sure what happened last year doesn't happen this year. And you progress and you get over the hump. You know, like I said, it might sound funny, but you might wear the same outfit or have the same routine going into games, trying to keep that magic alive for as long as you possibly can. And it just feels like they figured it out. They've dialed in. Now they just need to figure out how to sustain it.
There is a 2004 Eagles comparison. I see it. Like, mm-hmm. you guys got close, and yeah. then you were there. I just was watching. It felt to me, looking back 20 years, like there was a sense that you guys as a group, it was about to end, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't think anyone saw the T.O. thing blowing up the next year, but you were older. It was your last year. That the defense you guys had been together a while. Like there was an expiration date on your group that was clear.
And you know, to be honest, we talked about that. Like, we would talk about our mortality and how old we're getting and how, you know, how close we've been and we need to get it done now. And then you start seeing pieces leave and go to other teams. So it's just the reality of everything that's going on. And, you know, Schwerber's having a phenomenal season. And there's a possibility. I don't think it's a strong possibility, but there's a possibility that he might not be here next year.
For sure. He's a free agent.
And then when you talk about Zach Wheeler and his injury or his diagnosis, there's no telling how much more he's going to play.
Well, are we ever going to get this good of a Trey Turner season again? We did in the first 2 years. We'll see. I mean, like, Bader's a free agent. We don't know if he's going to be back, or he's got a mutual option, but probably not going to pick that up. So I think that's out there, and it's part. I feel it when I watch him. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up on all these topics. The Eagles, this passing game, is it a big deal? The Phillies, would you make them the favorites right now to win the World Series? We'll chat with Devin Caney and your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings all types of emotions. That's why we love the game, and that's why we do what we do every day on this station. But that feeling when your bet doesn't hit, that hurts. That hurts bad. That feeling is a thing of the past with Game Day Guarantee from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works, people. Every single game day, now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash. If your football bet loses, guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can get up to $10 and get $100 in fan cash. How cool is that? Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use for anything in Fanatics universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk it with other sports books when you can switch to the one that's a sure thing? Every single game day until October comes, you were guaranteed your old sports book. They're out for the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.